Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 11:9-13. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 11, the verses 9 to 13. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? My theme for reflection is knocking on heaven's door. Knocking on heaven's door. There is something almost endearing about the way children ask for things. They can repeat the same request 10 times in 10 minutes without embarrassment, absolutely convinced that persistence itself is a virtue. Adults, on the other hand, often hesitate. We worry about bothering people, sounding needy, or asking for too much. And sometimes we quietly carry that same hesitation into prayer, wondering whether God is tired of hearing us ask. In Luke 11:9-13, Jesus speaks into that uncertainty with astonishing warmth and assurance. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. These words come immediately after the Lord's Prayer and the parable of the friend at midnight. Together, they form a vision of prayer, not as a technique for controlling God, but as a relationship of trust with a loving Father. Our Lord Jesus Christ speaks these words in a world where survival often depended on community, hospitality, and daily dependence upon God. Prayer was not merely a private spiritual exercise. It was woven into the rhythm of life itself. Yet, Jesus deepens and transforms this understanding by addressing God with startling intimacy, Father. The disciples are not invited to approach God with terror or manipulation, but with the boldness of beloved children. The repeated language of asking, seeking, and knocking suggests persistence, but not because God is reluctant. Jesus is not portraying God as a stubborn neighbor who must be harassed into generosity. Rather, persistence shapes our hearts into deeper dependence and trust. Prayer becomes less about forcing outcomes and more about remaining open to God's transforming presence. As C.S. Lewis once observed, "I pray because I can't help myself. I pray because I am helpless." That honesty lies at the heart of Christian prayer. We ask because we are finite, vulnerable, and in need of grace beyond ourselves. Jesus then uses a deeply human image. No loving parent would give a snake when the child asks for a fish. The point is not that we always receive exactly what we request, but that God's character is fundamentally good. Sometimes unanswered prayers are themselves acts of mercy because God sees beyond our limited vision. Luke's version of this teaching ends not with material blessings, but with the greatest gift of all, the Holy Spirit. God does not merely distribute benefits, he gives his own presence. Another text illuminates this beautifully. In Romans 8:26, Paul writes, "The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought." Scripture interprets Scripture by reminding us that even our imperfect prayers are held and guided by God Himself. For Christian people today, this passage is both comforting and challenging. Many people live with quiet exhaustion, praying for healing, employment, reconciliation, peace of mind, or simply the strength to continue another day. Others have stopped praying altogether because disappointment has hardened into silence. Yet Jesus invites us to keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking, because not because God is absent, but because He is already near. And perhaps the deepest challenge is this. Prayer is not about making God attentive to us, but about becoming attentive to God. It slowly reshapes our desires, loosens our obsession with control, and teaches us to trust even when answers come differently than expected. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what have I stopped praying for because I have lost heart? Number two, do I approach prayer as a relationship with God or merely as a way of getting results? Now, our practical exercise for the day. Take one concern you usually carry silently and intentionally place it before God in prayer. Then spend a few moments in stillness, listening rather than only speaking. Loving Father, teach us to pray with trust, honesty, and perseverance. When fear or disappointment makes us hesitant, remind us that your heart is good and your presence is near. Give us courage to keep asking, wisdom to seek your kingdom above our own desires, and openness to receive the gift of your Spirit. And may our lives become shaped not by anxiety, but by the quiet confidence that we are heard and loved by you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all.